CliffCentral.com. We're going to bring George into the conversation too. George, how are you, George Meany?
Good, and you, Gareth?
Good, good, good. Listen, I got to congratulate George. You guys posted this on social media yesterday, and I haven't shared it yet because I wanted to play it on the show first. But Auto Trader have actually done something that hasn't been done in a long time. They've made a funny ad. All right.
Wow.
The advertising. No, seriously, George, massive credit to you. First of all, this is brave. It's cheeky. It's exactly what we need in advertising because ads have become so boring. And I love this. Take a look at this. It's taking the piss out of everything and everyone all at once. And it's fun. And it's not a shitty ad in any way, shape, or form. I absolutely love it. Look at this quickly.
How much? How much?
31. 3 million.
Can I pay now?
Yes. Here's my couch. Bring it.
Introducing price ratings by Auto Trader. Now, you can shop smarter, not harder.
George, that's brilliant. Well done. Whoever came up with that in your team, that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a massive team effort. I keep saying that Auto Trader's marketing team is the top of their game, the best marketing team in the automotive world in South Africa today. I think we've built a really great marketing team.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you're not in studio with us this morning. You could have met Cameron, and you could have brought him onto your team to sort out any of those people who aren't necessarily pulling their weight in Auto Trader. Okay, so
Cameron been in some viewing.
Yeah, no, it's a full studio this morning. What do you got for us this morning?
So we'll talk about price ratings in a second. But in the week, you asked me a question when I was in the comments. And
yes.
And I made note of it. Your question was, what does one need to carry in your car in case of emergencies?
Right. Does anybody here have an emergency thing? You have pepper spray in the car?
Snacks.
Do you keep, am I the only one who has like a zombie apocalypse bag in the car?
I've got
a blanket in my boots.
yes, I have a jacket all the time.
All right.
That's about it. I never thought of it.
You don't have an axe. Am I the only one who has an axe?
Where do you drive? Where did you
get that? I have like a first aid kit in the boot, but that came standard with the car.
What would you do with an axe is a better question.
If you need to chop wood
for what?
Or attack someone who is a zombie, an axe is a good thing to have. You don't think about this?
I have the best solution for a zombie apocalypse.
All right, okay. Go, George. We're listening.
Treadmills around the outside of your house.
No, George, no. That's fine for the slow zombies. What do you need to have in your car?
So usual things. I've got a list of usual things, like things that actually are useful, and then a list of unusual things. So there's a list of usual things, which are the boring things. A no-spill petrol can.
Yes.
Okay.
No-spill petrol can. You need jumper cables. You need a battery-powered jump start. Now, this is a very useful thing. It's only been around for, probably in the main about 5 years, where you get a little battery pack, looks like the size of a cell phone, charger. But you can actually jump start a car with one of those. And it's got clips on the end. Roadside flares or glow sticks. So if you get stuck in the dark.
Glow sticks. Gareth's always got glow sticks.
No, I have got a flare. I mean, that's a useful thing to have. You don't think about this, man. This is why you'll be killed first.
So, a flare serves two purposes. You can point it horizontally, or you can point it vertically. You decide.
Right.
Sorry, Gabe. Where do you go? You need a flare, Gareth.
Ben.
How do you drive home that you need an axe and a flare?
Ben. You never know when you need the stuff, and it has come in handy. I can promise you. Like, I keep a first aid kit in my car.
Yeah, I also have that.
Right? You also have that. Now suddenly you've got stuff.
No. I said I have but that came with the car. I didn't even think I needed it.
I bought the stuff and I packed it myself. It's in a bag.
Gareth, I'm worried about you now. Like, I'm just like, what's going on in your life that you have all these things in your car?
Semper Paratus. He's always be prepared.
He's Batman.
No. Listen, if any of you trip and fall and break your nose now, I've got bandages and shit in the car. I've got all the surgery stuff that you know. I promise you, it'd be helpful. What are you going to do otherwise? Sit here and bleed to death?
You're going to check if the alcohol inside that first aid kit is still even there if you bought the car.
It is. It's pure ethanol. Carry on, George. What else is on your list? So far, I'm unimpressed.
Tire inflation canister. Something that can inflate your tires. Obviously, spare tire and a jack. First aid kit. First aid kit's important.
Very good.
I think it's important. A towing strap or chain. So, you know, what if you need to be towed out of there?
See, Ben, a chain. You don't have a chain, do you?
I don't have space for anything outside of a blanket. I'm a chimney. If I put the stuff in there, I've got nothing in there but me.
Yeah, so my figo is...
So you guys, I'm really... None of the three of you. George, do you have any of the shit in your car?
I have a first aid kit, a tire inflator, but then again, my electric car came with... an electric inflator with some liquid you put in it because it doesn't have a spare tire.
Graham says in the comments, it's like Gareth has a price on his head.
Yes.
What life are you living, Gareth? Okay.
You won't be laughing so hard when you need my help.
I have 30 seconds in my car. So in case you get broken down, you can play a game of
30 seconds. All right, very good.
And if you have snacks in your car, you can literally just wait for the rest of the stuff.
Okay, what else?
Unusual things that you should probably keep in your car. And that is a keychain escape tool that is able to cut a seatbelt or break a window.
Poo knife.
It could be a poo knife. Yeah, that's a good one.
No,
all right.
But isn't that plastic though?
No.
So it's not going to help you cut the seat.
I want to go shopping this weekend just to actually have like stuff now.
All right, if I go on a long road trip, here's a couple of things I take, right? Long road trip to a place I haven't been to before. Gun, few rounds, a black phone. You never know. You never know. Burner phone. Razor blades.
He is. He's getting deeper into it.
You need a lockpick set. You never know.
A lockpick set.
Do you know how to actually lockpick? Like,
yes.
There's one thing.
Yes.
Having it,
you don't know this? Talk about skills that people should know. You should know this.
I feel like this show has gone very differently all of a sudden. Now we know who you are.
An umbrella, a lighter, sunglasses.
A lockpick.
Yeah.
Who are you, Karen?
Carry on. We're listening.
You need this cord, that rope. It's always useful, this one.
To tie up a maiden.
For God's sake. You don't know how useful this shit is.
Are you dead?
You need a headlamp. You need some loose change. You need a rigid sunglasses case. You need energy bars, a water can, credit card, multi-tool, medical shears. Very important. And wire. People always forget the wire.
For what? In case someone's jaw breaks.
Thinks this is hilarious. What's so funny about George? Do you think this is hilarious?
George is
I think it's hilarious. absolutely hilarious, but probably necessary in some circumstances.
Always necessary. You wait and see. You'll all come running to me when you've got shit.
One of the lists we looked up said a sharp knife or an axe in case of a car accident with a deer.
There we go. See, you don't think about that, do you, Ben and Simpiro?
But what are you doing with the deer afterwards?
You're gonna chop it up and eat the thing. That's why you need the axe.
That's why you need the lighter to cook it.
Oh, my word. Sure. Okay.
All right, George. What else is on that list of yours? This is good.
The list is very long, and I wanted to spend a minute or two just telling you about price listings in terms of that ad. So
So what is the ad actually promoting here? This price watch where you can actually compare the prices.
Yes. So we took about 3 years building a machine learning algorithm We threw 2 years worth of data at that machine learning algorithm, and now the algorithm predicts whether the car is priced high, priced great, priced fair, or priced low. And and then we put the flag on the car to tell the consumer where this car is priced. Now, a high-priced car doesn't mean it's a bad car. There could be things about that car that cause the seller to want to price it high. And that's okay. We're busy working on the system to make sure that we are able to surface all the reasons the car is priced where it is.
I love it. I think the ad is bloody amazing. And I think that this is where people, they say, oh, we're using AI in our business. Here you are actually using artificial intelligence to help people who are buying cars. It's brilliant.
It's smart because everybody wants value, but not everyone's got the expertise to understand what value is. This
Correct.
Is pretty much the biggest thing you need in car sales.
Correct. No, I love it. Exactly. George, well done. And that ad is awesome. Really is. And I hope Cyril gets to see it.
I was watching to see if Ben was Ben was impressed because he's in that media world. So yeah, exactly. His face didn't go.
Not a lot of funny ads around these days. No, I love it.
Zero.
All right, listen. Thank you very much, George. We will see you in a week's time. Have a happy day. Cheers, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.